Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go.
Hi, Petya. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show.
So excited to be here, Rebecca. We talked like a few months ago, and I'm like, we gotta keep this going.
I know. Well, we have been in conversation about getting you on the show for like, I feel like it's been 8 months. So now we're friends because we have like, we have an 8 month friendship behind us. And I'm so excited to finally be on your show. And I know I was on your beautiful show, Unapologetically Abundant. It just came out today. So we are just lifting each other up and supporting each other with our abundance goals. And it is amazing. So everyone else, welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And today we have a very special guest. Her name is Petya Kolobova, and she is an abundance and light activation coach through subconscious work as a certified breath work, Reiki, NLP, and human design practitioner. She leads seven-figure clients to their next level in life and in business. Petya hosts international retreats and the wonderful Unapologetically Abundant podcast. So, Petya, how did you get to be an abundance and activation coach? Tell us a little about your origin story.
Absolutely. And I feel like, I don't know if it's in everyone's journey, but I feel like very often we get to experience the contrast, like living in a scarcity and seeing what you don't want and like experiencing what you don't want in your life. So you can like really see like, okay, I am here for something else. I am here for something more. And that was my experience because I was raised and born in Czech Republic in a very small town. And there was a lot of scarcity. And when I say scarcity, it's not a poverty, right? Poverty is a different level. You can be the richest person in the world and still feel scarcity.
Right.
What I've experienced is growing up, like, not enough time, not enough attention, not enough love. And that led me to feel that no matter what I do, it's never enough, which as a little girl, it made me think I am not enough. So I experienced all these like dark moments and experiences like self-harm, eating disorder, attempt of suicide, toxic relationship, running away from home, you know, from my abusive stepfather, that deep inside, I always knew there must be more to life. Because it didn't make sense to me, you know, like how can we come here, be born, work hard, have 2.5 kids, get married, living for a weekend, and then that's it? It just didn't make sense to me. Like, and it's interesting, Rebecca, because I always felt different and I was thinking that different is bad because different makes us not belong, not fit. And it was just like recently, you know, a couple of years ago when I realized, wow, I came here to be different because I am different and different is good. Because if we're all the same, right? Like, how can we like thrive? How can we like expand and evolve and grow? And I feel like it just really hit me that being unique and different is a good thing. So people can really relate to us. And I learned also like in my life and business that I'm not for everyone. And I'm in a stage in my life that I'm not intending to be. I am very selective about who do I say yes to in my life? Who do I say yes to in my life? And I feel like when I became selective, when I became unapologetic, that's when I started to create the abundance. because we are so very often comparing ourselves with others, trying to be like everybody else. And we gotta realize, like, you came here to be you. And when you are you in your own unique way, unapologetically, that's the only way you can create abundance and bliss in your life, because you're being true to your blueprint instead of being like, you know, the Sally, you know, out there who is making the money. It's so like life-giving to me to see what I was able to overcome and create, and now teaching it to other women, because, you know, like my husband thinks I'm pretty cool, which I believe, and I'm not that special. It's not like, you know, like I have a secret and I can do it and no one else. Something that inspired me on my journey and other successful women is to see like, wow, if she can do it, I can do it. And now that I'm telling other women like, hey, if this girl with unpronounceable name from very small town in Czech Republic can do it, why not you and why not now?
I love that. Absolutely. Why not you? Why not now? And you are teaching women your journey and you're literally giving them a roadmap, which is so beautiful. So on your journey, I know a couple qualities when I was reading your bio really popped out. And one, you just talked about authenticity, being unapologetically authentic. And when you are unapologetically authentic, like you say, the people who resonate, they come closer and you attract them. And the people who do not resonate, you repel them. And when we're younger, we're people pleasers, right? Yeah. We want everybody to love us and everybody to think we're great. But as we get more mature emotionally and spiritually, we don't want everyone. So can you speak into that a little bit more, Petya? Why is it so important to be unapologetically authentic?
It's such a great question, Rebecca. And thank you for the recognition, because I feel like when we are growing up as a little kids, it's a matter of survivor, right? It's the people pleasing. It's like, oh, I got to learn what to do so my parents feed me, so they pay me attention. We're doing it automatically for survivor. But when we grow up, we don't need to survive. We don't need to people please. And the only way how we can attract the abundance and the things that we desire in our life, it's to be true. It's to be true to who we really are, because there is no one like you. And just think about it. If you come on, like, let's use a business example, right? You come on Instagram and you do your branding, all bright pink, because you saw women who are millionaires who are doing all bright pink. And you're like, wow, this will attract my perfect clients. I will put it there. But deep, deep inside, you hate pink. You're like, well, but I like beige and I like tone colors and I like grounding. And you're not being true to yourself. You're going to be attracting people who are not your people. It's like, I'm a dog. I love animals and I'm a dog lover, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm posting cats all over my Instagram, I'm not being true to myself. And then I'm attracting clients who are cat lovers. I know these are like two like silly examples, but like this makes you really understand. If I'm being true to what I love white colors. I love plants. I love crystals. I love sound. I love dogs. And I'm showing it out there in the world. I'm attracting people who are resonating in the same vibration and who are going to be easy to work with, who are going to be, for me, like the joy bringers. And it's so beautiful when you can really surround yourself with people who you don't need to explain yourself, who you can be true to yourself. And it's something that we get to work on, because again, when we are little kids, we do anything and everything to people please for survivor, but we keep it like locked in our mind, like, oh, this is what I have to do. And we take it to our relationships, to our business, to our career, to our health. Like, even think about the influence of the health, because I feel like the more we are taking care of our body, the purer our vessel is, the more abundance we can attract. If your body's overflowing with toxins and chemicals, like, how do you want to be magnetic to people, opportunities, and abundance and beauty in your life? So it's like so many little aspects, but you got to be true to you. What is true to you doesn't have to be true to me. And that means you're a great coach for someone, Rebecca, and I'm not. Another way around, right? So owning who you are, it's going to bring ease into your life because you don't have to pretend. Mm-hmm. Wearing masks, it's so heavy. I've done it for most of my life, for decades. Chameleon, people pleasing, wearing masks, being whoever I needed to be in whatever environment I was, trying to fit, trying to do things that I felt that will make me happy and successful. And it didn't. Yes. So it's just like, understand there is your unique way how you will do things. And even when I work with women, I love that you said, like, you know, I'm sharing a blueprint with them, but not mine. I am bringing them back to their blueprint, to their truth, you know, because I have many different clients and they have a different goals and desires, different backgrounds. So we work on the generational healing for them so they can create world-changing abundance. It's not petty as ways. I bring them back so they can remember, so they can embody their own unique way. And that's beautiful because just think about it, like how often we are trying to like find and hire people who are where we want to be. And we're like, well, fix me. Something is wrong with me. I'm doing something wrong. Well, you're not. Just stop repeating what everybody else is doing and find your own way, what really lights you up. And then you bring strategies. It's not the other way around. You can bring strategies and steps into your life, how everybody else is doing things, and then expect to be happy. You first get to know yourself. You first know what is true to you, and then we build the strategies around it.
So true. Another one of the qualities that you mentioned in your bio is very important, and this makes sense why you love dogs. I'm a dog person too. Why is loyalty such an important theme in your life?
You're so brilliant, Rebecca. I love how you like put it all in. I was like, where is she going with the love for dogs? I'm like, my dog is cute, but what does she has to do with my business? Yeah. You're so right. So the thing is that years ago when I was working with with my mentor, we were working on my core values because what I realized is that there is this saying, like, if you don't stand up for something, you fall for everything. And that was me. That was Petya, like, falling for everything. And then I was just, like, burnout, frustrated, miserable, sick, you know? And my mentor helps me to create my core values to see what is non-negotiable for me in my life. What do I really need in my life? So I look at the things that I didn't like in my life. I look at the things that were painful for me, like my ex-husband, my ex-boyfriends, they were cheating on me. So if I know I don't want a cheater, if I know that I don't, like, I hate infidelity, right? Mm-hmm. I stand for loyalty and monogamy. So this is something that I'm bringing into everything I'm doing. Loyalty. Loyalty to my clients, loyalty to my team members, loyalty to my husband, my family, my friends. And of course, like sometimes we grow and expand and we don't match anymore. I get that. But it's different than cheating on someone or lying to someone and not being truthful versus like really facing the uncomfortable, you know, like realities. So for me, this is really important. And I feel like I'm also doing my business a little differently. And it's interesting because a couple months ago, we created a post for my Instagram because last year I had three people who I worked with, like, you know, would I outsource the companies, three different companies that I worked with for some of them several years, some of them for a year. They emailed me. They're like, hey, this and this change independently, you know, they have nothing to do with each other, but they email me and they're like, hey, like we changed the CEO, we changed our system, blah, blah, blah. We're raising your prices. And I'm like, no, you're not. And the thing is that you gotta reward the loyalty. And you know, with one of the company, I left them because like my team started to do what they were doing for me. So I didn't need them. The other member that I work with, we were working together for almost 4 years, and they hire someone who told them you should raise prices for all of your clients. I'm like, after 4 years and after me sending you referrals, do you really want to do this? You know? And she was like, you know what? Screw it. No, I love working with you, whatever. And the third person got so upset that we made a post on Instagram. Listen, we didn't tag anyone. We just share our experience, how we do business. She got so upset. She like blocked me, stopped talking about me, sent me like three pages long, like email, like how bad we were and how we took advantage of her. But she never spoke about the things she felt. And, you know, so it was just like, wow, there's a lack of communication, learning the lesson. But the thing is that I told all of them, I'm like, what I do with my business, for example, I have a client who works with me for over 3 years now. She still pays the same price. She pays like 4 times less than my newest clients. But the thing is that there is a loyalty. She works one-on-one with me. She comes to all of my retreats, you know. Why would I be like, okay, let's raise your price? The people who come to me who are new, they are paying the new price. That's how I do business. Nobody has to do it that way. But that's how I reflect that I truly appreciate loyalty. And that also like gives advantage to my clients. Like, hey, if I'm loyal and I want to keep growing with Petya, I'm not going to take a 1 month break because I want to do nothing, or because if something happens in a family, I have a client who her mom just passed away, you know, 2 days ago, or I have a client who was like really sick for 2 months. She couldn't even talk. It's different. Mm-hmm. But when you are like, well, I feel like I just want to take a break and go and use the money for vacation. I'm like, okay, you come back and you pay the new price.
I totally agree. I have a client that she was my first client and she's been my client for 2 or 3 years. I've lost track since, I think since 21. So 2 years, and I haven't raised her prices and I'm not going to because she's my oldest client. So yeah. I think loyalty is so great. What are your non-negotiables when it comes to your personal life, your friendship, and your business? And I love that you talked about contrast, because we know that Abraham Hicks talks about the contrast is experiencing what we don't want, mm-hmm. and that makes what we do want more clear to us. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your non-negotiables that you've learned from the pain, the eating disorder, the toxic relationships, the, you know, burnout and the hustle and grind masculine way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. So just to make it like simple, my non-negotiable core values are loyalty, generosity, and growth. Mm-hmm. And those three are reflected in all of the areas of my life, whether it's my business, whether it's my personal life. They're reflected in everything that I'm doing and who am I being. So you will see that in everything. You know, it aligns. I don't care if I'm, you know, working or if I'm doing groceries shopping. It's the same thing. It's the same Petya, you know? So those are really important to me. And then of course it can go like, you know, deeper, you know, like family and communication. And I feel like communication, it's really huge for me. And especially as I mentioned after the last year, I'm like, how can this happen? You know, like that you work with someone for over a year, you feel like they're your family. And then because of one post, everything changes and there is no clear communication. Like everything happens through the email. Like we're not two corporations. We are two people who were close. Yeah. Right. So I feel like the communication, it's really, really big for me. And also like creating the sacred pauses. I think that it's so important, no matter where we are in our life and business, creating a sacred pause, taking a moment to moment to like pause and see where you are, reflect on how you're feeling, reflecting where you're going. Because if not, we're getting pressured and rushed and performing. My husband, like for example, this morning, he's such an excellent coach. I love him to life. We were talking this morning and it's like, honey, I'm going with a friend for a run today at 11 a.m. I'm like, yeah, that's exciting. He's choosing to do marathon. I'm like, good for you. I will be on the sidelines cheering. he never done it before. I'm like, okay, great. I'm cheering on you. But he said something that, you know, like really struck me, because he's so much into personal and spiritual development, but we still have those thoughts, you know? And he said, I'm going with him. I was like, wow, that's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. And he was like, I got to make sure that I don't do this in a work hours. And I'm like, honey, we're both entrepreneurs. We both work from home. So you cannot be so hard on yourself. Like, you got to enjoy the possibilities that you have. If not, you are like another worker, Monday, Friday, Monday, Saturday, you know, 9 to 5. It doesn't make sense. And if you, because we are going to be launching Mastermind in March and sales pages and all these beautiful things that he's taking care of because he's the tech wizard. So I'm like, if there are launches and if there is a pressure to have something done on a deadline, I get it. You take those couple hours and you do them on a weekend. But I feel like we can be so hard on ourselves and we can put like artificial pressure, like, ooh, it has to be done or it really. So taking a pause, taking a moment, being really honest about where you are, who you are. And for me, especially now, especially as a woman, being very compassionate, mm-hmm. because there are seasons in our lives, in our health, in our development and growth, in our businesses. I feel different than I felt a year ago, right? I felt different than when I started my business 6 years ago. The strategies and how I do things are different. And if we try to force ourselves to just like go, go, go and do, we're not going to be fulfilled. And then you're like, well, why am I even doing this?
I totally agree. I feel like people talk a lot about a scarcity and abundance mindset around money and around love, but I would love to explore with you, Petya, a scarcity and abundance mindset around time. Because what your husband was expressing to you today is scarcity, abundance, a scarcity mindset around time. But the whole reason why people want to be entrepreneurs is they want to feel time freedom, but we're so trained by our culture to go to school. We show up in the morning, we leave in the afternoon, and then a job. We have to work Monday through Friday. We can't work on the weekends. So that's our playtime. Like, how can you help people with the scarcity mindset around their time?
Such a brilliant question, Rebecca. And I love your bringing it up. And I feel like it's really important to like focus on knowing when is the time to go. That's when we step into our masculine and we are doing things and, you know, providing and creating. And when is the time to flow? When we're in our feminine, when we're in our playful, when we're in our chaotic, when we are unstructured, when we are just being present and receptive. Because the thing is, that's like people like, oh, I want more clients. I want more money. I want, you know, more. I want to find a love. But the thing is that if you keep feeling under pressure and rushed, you're not in a place to receive. And it's so fascinating, you know, because again, this is just a belief and, you know, you can always change that. And the thing is that I saw in my life and in my business, my experience, my belief, you don't have to buy into it. But when I relax, when I soften, that's when I receive. That's when I receive the unexpected money. Like I have, for example, there are some backed up payments from our business or checks. They're supposed to come in the mail. When you're waiting for it, it's like, where is it? Where is it? And then it's like, you forget about it or you release it. You distract yourself or do something else. Then it comes. So I feel like, well, one time it's a human construct, right? That's what we created. And I feel like it's so important to understand that you gotta create the space when you can be in your feminine, when you can be in your masculine, that is for women and men. You gotta know when is the time to go and do things and create things. And also understanding you have a different rhythms. Like my husband, you know, like just talking about a little bit human design, my husband is manifesting generator. He loves multitasking. He loves keeping himself busy, doing 10 things at the same time. I love starting my day at 10, 11 a.m. and be done at 2, 3 p.m. And normally I work 2-3 days a week. Now that we are launching and creating content and brainstorming with our team, we do work like 4-5 days a week, but it's just a couple hours. But it's just understanding this is a season. Mm-hmm. And you create your own time, you know, it's for you. Like, I always think, when I will be 90 in my, I don't want to say deathbed, right? But when I am like leaving this plane, am I going to regret that I didn't send another email? Am I going to regret that I didn't create one more course or one more retreat? Or will I regret that I didn't cuddle my dog, that I didn't have fun with my husband or our future kids? It's about the experiences. It's about how you're feeling. It's like, for me, it's important to achieve these things, to be seen and heard by others, because I know I'm here to impact and inspire, but I'm not going to put that in the first place. I'm going to put feeling good in my family always in the first place, because when I feel good, when I prioritize joy and love and fulfillment, I can help so many more people in such a shorter period of time because I become magnetic. So instead of me trying to chase clients and doing all the right things, I'm on a podcast and someone hears me and they're so magnetized to what I'm saying. And it's so fascinating because I ask my new clients, you know, like, how did you find me? And like, what made you want to work with me? And they're like, you know, usually it's podcast or Instagram, but they're like, I don't know, I just felt the pull. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, you said I will make 10K a month. It wasn't that I told them I will give them strategies for business or call in the love of their life. It was the way I make them feel. And I believe Maya Angelou said it. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you say. People won't remember. They will remember how you make them feel. So yes. First, you got to feel good. And then you can attract good.
Yes, because if you're not feeling good, if you are burned out, overwhelmed, drained, and depleted, you could be doing all the strategy right. Mm-hmm. And people are not going to be drawn into you because you are not going to be magnetic. You're not going to be in your light or in your feminine mm-hmm. energy. And that's why it's so important. That's the mission of this podcast and of my coaching, is to help women go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So life is easier. So they can live a life of resilience, grit, and grace. Because when we are on our deathbed, like you said, we're going to remember the joy and the love and the experiences. And one of my favorite quotes is, a human being is made up of the sum of their experiences. And that's what creates a tapestry of a beautiful life. So being that that is so important, having a life, I'm going to let you go because you told me you have a big day and you want to, you know, go on to the next thing. And I respect your time and I so appreciate your time. So how can people stay in touch with you? How can people find you online or get more information about you or your podcast or your offerings?
First of all, thank you so much, Rebecca. I love this interview. You are such a brilliant interviewer. The questions go so deep and they're so unique and really taking a different perspective on how to look at life and abundance. So thank you so much. It was such a pleasure, such an honor. And to connect with me, I feel like my favorite place really, it's Instagram, my unpronounceable name, Petia Kolobová. Rebecca will put it later in the show notes, or just my website, petiakolobova.com. And I know we are also live on Facebook. So there I'm Petia Kolobová Burns. So those are like my favorite places, plus podcast where Rebecca was an amazing guest, Unapologetically Abundant.
I so appreciate that. It was so fun to do a podcast swap. And if you're listening to this podcast, we really value your digital currency. We don't ask for any money or anything like that. We just want a little bit of your time to rate, subscribe, review this podcast. That's way more people can discover how to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And if you are watching it on Facebook or Instagram, or even on your podcast app, go ahead and take a screenshot
tag me at Rebecca E. Whitman. I will give you a shout out in my stories and share this with a friend. Maybe you know someone who needs this conversation that we just had about scarcity around time or having like non-negotiable values. This is a great podcast to go ahead and just copy the link and share it with a good friend and brighten their day. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host, and I am taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Petia, for being on the show. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. Please rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. If you or someone you know feels stuck and needs more abundance and balance in their life, please go to my link tree in the show notes to schedule your complimentary breakthrough call. I look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you on the next podcast episode.